Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the One SEO podcast. I have an exciting person with me today. It's one of our Yelp partners, and I'm so excited to talk with her. So stay tuned. All right. So today, my special guest is Kelly from Yelp, one of our partners. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Excited to have you. Why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about you and your role at Yelp?
Sure. I'm Kelly Miller. I'm the head of partner sales, and I have the honor of working with agencies like yourself all across the country, as well as in Canada, and have an opportunity to lead the entire channel.
Awesome. That's exciting. And you're based out of Buffalo, New York?
I am. Okay. Yelp is a big fan of remote work.
Yes.
So we've definitely seen the benefits of that. And our employees have really seen the benefits as well.
Very cool. That's awesome. Talk to us a little bit about what makes Yelp so different. We have a ton of partners in the industry, but no one quite like Yelp. So tell us about what makes you guys different than others.
So what I love about Yelp, one of the many things, is people go to Yelp when they're ready to spend money. Mm. They're looking to make a decision. They're at the end of the buying decision process. But when they do go to Yelp, 85% of them have no brand in mind.
Interesting.
They have not made a decision. So Yelp affords them the opportunity to make the decision. And when you think about the impact, like what's the audience out there? There's over 80 million unique visitors every month on Yelp. So it's a
That's
really
crazy.
Powerful market.
Yeah.
You know, out there, and 83% of them are going to make a purchase.
Yeah.
And it's fast.
Yeah.
Because over half of them make that decision within the day.
Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's really, really compelling, I think, in the market. And for our advertisers, we deliver 2.5 times the leads for those that choose to advertise on Yelp.
That's awesome. That's incredible. If you're not doing Yelp advertising and you heard that, I think now's your time.
But can I share something about why you?
Yeah.
First, I want to congratulate you for you and your team, the great work of being one of our winners for the first ever Yelp Awards.
Thank you.
Very exciting, best in innovation. So that's a testament to you and your team of what you're doing, the creativity that you bring to the table, and the great work that you do for the businesses that you represent.
Awesome.
So, that's one of the benefits when you think about the Yelp partnership. So specifically for you, but the advertising partnership has really been a win-win, not just for Yelp, not just for our agencies, but also for the businesses.
Yeah.
So for us, we're afforded the opportunity to give you the resources, the reporting that you need, a dashboard where you can manage all of your clients in one place and get the good work done. But there's a lot involved even from an inventory perspective. You have direct contact to people at Yelp. We'll be accountable to give you the competitive information you need.
Yes, we love that.
Right? Data in the market.
Yeah.
So you can make the right decision for your clients. And most recently, I'd say the most frequent benefit I've seen with many of our agency partners is utilizing our API integrations.
Mm.
It's so efficient for our clients. And one that I've seen a lot is just specifically with the request to quote.
Mm-hmm.
People go on Yelp, they're looking for a quote, and many use API, an autoresponder, speed to lead. Those who get the job, I say he who hesitates, right? So speed to lead is definitely a perfect example of many of the API integrations that we offer our partners. And then, ultimately the conversions are there and they're in front of the customers at the right time.
I love that. Kind of going back to what you said in the beginning about obviously tons of traffic is driven to Yelp every single day, and people are looking to make a purchase. Like they are searching for help or searching to purchase something, whatever they're going to Yelp for. Let's talk a little bit about reviews and why reviews are so important, especially on Yelp, and how they're really like the livelihood of these small to medium sized businesses, because not only is the traffic being driven to Yelp, but then people make a lot of decisions based off of those reviews. So tell me a little bit about like why, in your opinion, being from Yelp, are reviews still so important to be able to generate new business?
For the consumer that's on the platform, this is their opportunity to share their story, their experience. It's an opportunity for the business to get that feedback and learn from it. So that, I think, is the first piece. Mm-hmm. But for those that are searching online, looking to make a decision on the Yelp platform, they actually get an opportunity to see what that experience may be like. So it can sway them and help them make that decision because they know what to expect. And then when you think about the reviews that are on the platform, over 75% of the reviews that are on the Yelp platform are 3 stars or better. So they're content rich. There's good, you know, a good content for you to make the right decision. And many might not realize how many 5-star reviews are on there, but we have more 5-star reviews than we do 1, 2, or 3 stars.
Interesting.
So that's really good to see. But ultimately for the businesses, I think the most important thing for them is to respond, respond to reviews. There's nothing more important than that. If I'm looking to make a purchase decision and I see you had someone had a great experience and you say thank you, I know you appreciate people's business.
Yeah.
If it's a critical review, I think more often than not, those are the best opportunities. One, you could become better and you learn from it. But more importantly, I'm watching if I'm that potential customer, how you respond. Did you come up with a suggestion to solve, you know, the solution? And there was a Kelton study not long ago that shared when you do that and demonstrate that, over 95% of the time, they'll still hire you. So you'll get the business.
I love that stat. I think what I also love about the reviews, like you said, the negative reviews, is when you see that response from the company, even if it's like a response that's like, hey, we want to make this work or we want to help you. Can you please call our office? Whether the client was right or not, because a lot of times we know that sometimes people can get behind a keyboard and really say a lot more than what really happened. And I normally evaluate reviews and think of low ones. It's like, okay, do I think this really happened or not? But when I see the business respond and immediately just try to take care of it, I automatically have a little bit more of a desire to call them because I know that they were at least responsive and wanted to fix whatever it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Google for a second, just in the sense that we know that at the end of last year, they admitted that they increased their cost per click across the board by a lot. And we have been actively pushing Yelp as another option for our clients who can't spend the amount that they're used to spending with on Google because the lead volume's not there. They're not able to spend that same amount and get the same amount of leads. So talk to us a little bit about Yelp advertising specifically. Okay. What are some, you know, top things, benefits of doing ads with Yelp?
Sure. And I think I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent and then bring us back.
Sure.
If that's okay. Really exciting news yesterday. The Federal Reserve announced that they plan on cutting interest rates 3 times this year. And the reason I'm excited about that and how I'll get to why that I think that ties into Yelp is people spend money when interest rates go down.
Yeah,
so I think that's the first thing. So I'm really excited that that makes me encouraged that more customers are going to open up their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. When you think about now Yelp, what does that potentially mean on a platform like Yelp where the search experience is very unique? If you think about an off-platform generic search experience, let's say I'll pick since I love martial arts and obviously Taekwondo is my jam. If I search martial arts on an off-platform, I'm going to get things like, is Cobra Kai worth watching? Does the crane really work? Is it a good technique from the Karate Kid? How many styles are there out there and which one is best?
Yeah.
I might even see a video on YouTube pop up for, you know, a nunchucks or even worse, someone who's not very good at it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of information that may not be relevant to my experience compared to an experience on Yelp. When I go on Yelp looking for martial arts, I'm going to be able to get a tailored search based on what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's so
true. I'm looking to decide what type of martial art do I want to study.
Yeah.
AITC Taekwondo, of course. you know, and what type of instructor will I get? What do they focus on? Where are they located? When are their classes offered? That is a fantastic end user experience. And when I go to Yelp and I have a fast, convenient experience where you're connecting me with the right business at the right time, I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
So I think that's the first thing. And there's 2 ways you can advertise on Yelp, really. The first thing is, you know, say you have to claim your page. So once you do that and you claim your page, you can choose to work it through on your own and manage it through self-serve on your own and take care of that. Or they can make a decision to hire you and work with an agency and let you do the great work that you do, evaluate the complete market, and then reap the benefits of everything that the partnership offers. And that's what I love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So a majority of our viewership on the One SEO podcast is small to medium sized businesses.
Yeah.
And what advice, even if you were to give one or even two things, what advice would you give them for their business in terms of being a small to medium sized business when they're concerned about not just serving their customers, but they're concerned about lead generation, they're
right.
concerned about their reviews? What kind of advice would you offer them?
It's a great question. The first thing I would say specific for Yelp is to claim your page. Mm-hmm. Start by claiming your page. Content is king. If you don't say it, people assume you don't do it.
Yeah.
So let's make sure that you have your business information on there, your hours, you know, who you are, why you take advantage of sharing what your services are. That's number one. The second, I have to say, in a little bit going back to reviews and responding to reviews, this is such a good opportunity for you to engage with clients. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go back to the negative reviews. When you think about sometimes you have negative reviews and you don't know how to respond. Once you claim your page, you have an opportunity to even private message them, to be prepared, engage with them before you respond publicly. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail.
Yes.
So be prepared, respond. And now when, you know, those customers are looking publicly online, you had the right response. You got it right. So that's a big thing. Definitely respond. The most important thing is don't solicit for reviews. Mm-hmm. And an earned review is a content-rich review. It's authentic. It's a true experience. If I'm the end user, if I'm a potential customer looking, I'm getting good content and I'm more likely to hire you. Mm-hmm. A solicited review is a forced review. I'm not likely to get a really good experience. They're likely to be shorter. And frankly, when it's on the Yelp platform, we have a software that is likely to discover that it was a solicited review with our software, and it's likely to be not recommended. Mm-hmm. So you want to put yourself in a position to earn the review. And Yelp prides themselves on making sure that our businesses have an equal playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So we have authentic, content-rich reviews,
yeah.
which I'm really proud of.
So Kelly, one last final question. Obviously, we are partners together. We're responsible for driving leads. We love working with you guys to help us to advertise. Now that you've had this entire agency partnership built out within Yelp, how has that changed things for how you guys work on your side?
So great question. I think that the key thing here is we recognize that when we're working with agencies, you're evaluating the complete market. You're looking at digital media, you're looking at traditional media, SaaS software. You have a lot of decisions in the marketplace that you have to make for your businesses that you represent. So you get to hold us accountable. Either we earn your business or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we love knowing that you have the unbiased opinion. And if we earn it, that's something to celebrate and be proud of. If we don't, we have an opportunity, just like when somebody gets feedback on a review, to figure out where we came up short and do something about it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you think about the change in the marketplace. I know I shared last year when I met with CJ that small businesses need help.
Yeah.
It's not easy for them. If I'm a plumber, I want to practice my vocation. You are the expert in the marketplace that will help me so I can go in the field and get on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And from last year to this year, over 70% of small businesses now are doing business with agencies like yourself, and they recognized record growth in your industry of over 32%. So
wow.
I think that's pretty powerful, and small businesses really recognize what you can do for them.
That's awesome.
So thank you.
Well, awesome. Thank you. We love working with you guys, and we love helping small businesses grow too. Well, I think you've given tons of really great advice, and if you're not on Yelp, you should definitely consider it, especially if you've noticed your advertising dollars are not working as well on Google. But thank you, Kelly, so much for coming today.
Thank you so much.
We're so excited to have you here. So excited for you to be a part of our conference as well. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And stay tuned for the next episode.